From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Beijing today, President Obama and China's Hu Jintao agreed to work together on a number of major issues, including the spread of nuclear weapons. Dwali Saikautau reports.
The two presidents talked intensely for hours in Beijing's Great Hall of the People. Then, in a joint address, they told reporters that both the U.S. and China will work together to confront Iran over its nuclear program. Here's Mr. Obama.
We agreed that the Islamic Republic of Iran must provide assurances to the international community that its nuclear program is peaceful and transparent.
On North Korea, Presidents Obama and Hu said they would press Pyongyang to return to stalled six-nation talks to end the North's nuclear programs. Mr. Obama travels tomorrow to South Korea for the last leg of his Asia tour. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikautau in Seoul.
Inflation appears to be remaining in check. A new economic report from the government shows wholesale prices rose less than analysts expected last month. The Labor Department says its producer price index rose 0.3%, largely on higher food and energy prices. But when they are excluded, wholesale prices actually dropped. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said yesterday that inflation probably will remain subdued for some time. A government watchdog says a multi-billion-dollar bailout of financial services giant American International Group was mishandled. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports.
Neil Barofsky, the special inspector general for the $700 billion bailout, says it's quite possible the government also overpaid other banks to wind down AIG's business ties. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York, run at the time by now Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, paid AIG's business partners full face value for securities so they would cancel their insurance contracts, AIG had written in an effort to help ease the firm's money problems. Barofsky's report says at least one of the partner banks offered to cancel the contract for less. And that means officials could have spent billions of dollars less than they did to cancel debt insurance contracts with banks such as Goldman Sachs Group. AIG, the largest insurer in the world, was considered so tied up with other companies that if it failed, it would pull down the entire financial system. Instead, the government decided to save the company with taxpayer dollars and government guarantees. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
The commercial lender CIT Group says it lost more than $1 billion in the third quarter. CIT is one of the nation's largest lenders to small and mid-sized businesses, but it's been hit hard by the credit crisis. CIT filed for bankruptcy earlier this month after it said it could not get bondholders to approve a plan to reduce its debt. CIT is aiming to complete its reorganization by the end of next month. Stocks are modestly down this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 8 points at 10,399. This is NPR. Somali pirates have freed a Spanish fishing trawler that was hijacked more than 6 weeks ago. Spain's prime minister says the boat is now sailing toward safer waters and that all of its 36 crew members are safe and sound. But he did not say whether his government paid a ransom. One of the pirates claims Spain paid them more than $3 million. Earlier today, officials said Somali pirates successfully hijacked a chemical tanker and its crew of 28 North Koreans. More and more Americans are facing hunger, according to new figures released by the Department of Agriculture. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The Agriculture Department says that 49 million Americans faced food shortages at some time during 2008. That's one in seven people, a big increase from a year earlier, and the highest level since the government began keeping such numbers. Officials say the increase is due largely to high unemployment during the recession and that the numbers will likely rise this year again. But officials also say the situation could be worse. About two-thirds of those considered vulnerable avoided major cuts in their diets by using food stamps and other aid. Still, many households, including more than 1 million children, did not have enough food to live active, healthy lives. More than a quarter of the adults in that group said that on some days they ate nothing at all. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Hospital officials in Melbourne, Australia, say it took surgeons more than 25 hours to successfully separate conjoined twins. The two-year-old girls from Bangladesh were joined at the top of their heads and shared brain tissue. A member of their surgical team says the girls are improving as their bodies begin to work individually. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.